Now back to Inside Hillcat Nation with your host and the voice of the Hillcats, Josh Haley.
We're back on Inside Hillcat Nation and pleased to be joined now by members of the cross country team. First, Gloria Butts from the women's cross country team. Gloria, thanks for being here.
Thank you.
And Corey Wilson from Coweta. Pleasure to have you here with us as well, Corey. Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
So obviously there's been a lot of back and forth already since we came back to school in August and we're back on campus. Didn't know if fall sports were going to happen. It looked like they weren't. But then we get the announcement that cross country will be able to have a limited schedule. Gloria, I'll ask you first. What was the excitement level when you found out that you would get to compete a little bit this fall?
I was super excited. Initially, I was like, oh, like, yay, I get to race again. And then the nerves kind of hit because we've been preparing for cross country for 5-6 months. It's crazy. And so once I heard that we got to race, I was really excited. But I was also nervous because it was like, oh, okay, now I have to perform. And that was kind of scary, but it's been good.
And Corey, what about for you when you found out that competition would happen and you would get that opportunity?
It was a complete change of mindset. Went from kind of, all right, let's get as fit and as strong as possible to, okay, we got to make sure we're ready to go when we have the opportunity, whenever that happens.
And we talked with Matt Kennedy on the show, the head coach for men's and women's cross country and track and field, and he kind of told us, and this was before we knew there would be a limited fall schedule, that you guys did a dress rehearsal, and that kind of helped some of the freshmen also know what it's like on race day. But how much did that help prepare you for once you knew that you would actually have competition? Corey, we'll start with you.
I think it helped a lot because for me it had been, and I think most people on the team, it had been 6+ months since we had suited up to race. Mm-hmm. And there was a lot of incoming freshmen that didn't know what it was like to run the longer 8K distance. And, you know, it was my first experience with the RSU uniform on. Even though it was a dress rehearsal, I think it was good to get those nerves out and see where, even though it was still early on, to see where we were ready to go, but where we still needed to work on going into this limited season.
And Gloria, for you, did it help it seem like when the first race actually did come around a little over a week ago that it wasn't actually the first race because of that dress rehearsal?
Yes, it was very helpful. Just knowing that I'd had some sort of a real race before really helped me calm my nerves because the first race of the season is always so nerve-wracking for me. So just to know that I'd kind of had one already kind of gave me more confidence, and just to see how I'd ran during that dress rehearsal made me realize that I can run fast, which was something that I hadn't really known. And if we hadn't had that, I don't know that I would have known that. So.
Well, if we're just judging by results, I would say you had plenty of confidence going into that first race. So October 9th, the first fall competition of a part of the limited schedule in Mena, Arkansas, you pick up the win. First collegiate win for you. What was that feeling like?
It was super cool. I had not been expecting that. We knew that there were probably some girls there that could run with us. And so I really hadn't been expecting that. And I kind of crossed the finish line and I was like, oh, okay. I passed that before anybody else did. And I've never done that before, not in high school. And so it felt really good, but I wasn't going to let it get to my head because I knew it could have been anybody else on my team. So it was really cool, though.
Within the sport of cross country and when we get into track as well, but you could look back at a season and say, I had a great year and never really win a race, right? Mm-hmm. It's all about you mm-hmm. getting better and competing against yourself in a sense.
Yes. For me, it's mostly about times, knowing that I've gotten better. I can see that through my times. I don't know that I can say I can see that through my placements, because the first place can mean a lot of different things. So knowing that I placed that well, but also that I'd gotten a PR was good for me.
We're talking with members of the Roger State cross country team, Gloria Butts from the women's team and Corey Wilson from the men's team. And Corey, if we rewind back to that first meet in Arkansas on October 9th, that was a really big finish for the RSU team as a whole, really kind of dominating that event. What was it like, you know, the back half of that race, really seeing all Hillcats in front?
It was very similar to what the time trial had been like. We had worked together early on in the race, probably the first half, and then we started more or less racing each other in the second half, and it was crazy to see how many of our guys were in the front group, and we basically were the front group.
Do you feel like do you feel any different, or do you have a good idea if you're on pace for a personal best during a race?
Yes and no. You can, like, if you're feeling good on the day, and typically how you go through the first mile or so, you can tell if you're within shot of doing it, but you never know until after you're done if you can do it.
So we fast forward basically a week later, October 17th, Bethel College invite. You finish in the top 10 there, and you run another personal best. Did you feel pretty good going into that race, like you could have another personal best day?
I definitely did. I felt complete opposite of how I did going into the meet at Rich Mountain. My legs felt better. I felt better. I was just ready to go, even with not having the ideal weather conditions. But it was another opportunity to race that we haven't had much of, so it was time to make the best of it.
And Gloria, for you, another solid finish at the Bethel College invite. You finished second, but maybe more importantly, you ran another personal best. So kind of same question for you is, do you have a good idea that you're on track for a personal best during the race? Do you know you're running that well?
So just kind of a funny story with that one. We came out really hard in that race. There was definitely some good girls there. And I remember coming across at the mile, and Coach Kennedy said, "A little salty, but I like the intensity." And when I heard that, I was like, "Oh yeah, I can tell we're going out pretty hard." And so I could tell that if I could keep that, I was on track to run faster than I've ever ran, but it was kind of scary. And when I was coming up on the third mile, he was like yelling at me. He said, "If you can keep this up and if you can get to Coach Hunter at this time, then you'll run under 19. And I was like, I didn't want to look at my watch. I was too scared to look at it. I didn't want to waste any time. So I just was like sprinting to Coach Hunter. And when I got to him, he said, "Just keep going and you'll get under 19. And so I was just running like for dear life, just trying to run under 19. And when I finished, like, I didn't even know my time. I just hoped that I'd done what they told me to. So I could kind of tell that I was on track to run fast, but I wasn't sure, you know, if it was going to be a big PR, a small PR, but I think I knew it was going to be a PR.
Talk to us a little bit about Coach Kennedy and Coach Hunter and some of the things that they do in their style that have, you know, kind of helped you get to where you're at right now.
So both of them are two of the most organized people that I've ever met. And I'm extremely organized, and I like to see everything laid out in front of me. I like to see what's expected of me, and that's what both of them do. They give us, you know, exact times that they want us to hit, like that they have researched and they know from our workouts that we can hit. So they're both very organized, and they just lay everything out for me where I can see it. And so they both have really big visions, and they share those with us in a really, like, nice way. So I appreciate that.
And Corey, from your vantage point as well, what are some of the things that they do that you like about their style that help you develop?
What Gloria says, their organization, and we can see what we're going to be doing early on so we can be ready for it mentally, not just physically, but just the way that they lay things out in front of us so we know what we're capable of with and what we're going to be doing, even if it is going into a big workout. It's not as daunting to look at it on paper and not know if you can do it. It's you look at it on paper and know you can do it because how things have been prepared for us beforehand, we can do anything that they're setting in front of us.
How much does temperature and humidity affect how well you're able to run on a race day?
I think temperature, humidity have huge play in times. probably a bigger play than the wind does, because you can still run strong in the wind, but the heat and humidity, if you bite off more than you can chew pace-wise early on in the race, there's no coming back from it, because it just takes so much out of you. It doesn't leave anything.
And same thing for you, Gloria. How does that affect, you know, the way you run and maybe also your mindset going into a race?
Yes. So, like, when it's really hot or humid, my mindset can sometimes be a little negative, because I'm definitely the kind of person that likes to run in cold temperatures. I don't care how cold it is. I know that I prefer that. So it can kind of mess up my mindset, but I try not to let it. And really, I don't think that the heat and humidity should have that big of effect on how I race. It can have a big effect on my times, but I should still be able to race with a positive mindset the same way that I would in any other conditions.
We know how fast the weather can change in Oklahoma. Like, you know, this week we'll have a day where it's 84 and then literally it'll be 50 degrees colder 36 hours later. Are you watching the weather, Corey, during your training and things like that, seeing what's coming up? And maybe building your training schedule around what the weather will be?
Yeah, checking the weather for our afternoon runs, moving it to a time where maybe there's a little less wind, or it'll be a little cooler if it's a hot day, or a little warmer on some of the cold days, just so we can get more preferable conditions when we have the opportunity to.
What's, Gloria, what for you, what is ideal? If you had wind, obviously the wind... we know you'll run faster if you have the wind at your back, but maybe you're a better runner in the face of wind than other runners might be. So what is ideal weather conditions for you?
Ideal weather is probably somewhere in the 40s. I love that. That's when I definitely run my best. And wind doesn't affect me too much. I do think that I can be strong in the wind still. But I do like 40s, and if it's calm, that's better.
We're talking with Roger State cross country runners Gloria Butts and Corey Wilson. Corey, you're looking at her like she might be a little crazy. Do you like it warmer than that, or do you like the cold too?
I like it cold, but not that cold. I prefer it around the 60 mark. That's a little bit better. 40 is a little cold. Then you might have to have something on your hands or a beanie or something.
You both grew up and competed right around here. Corey, you went to Coweta High School, and Gloria, you went to Claremore High School. There's a lot of really good competition at the high school level in the state of Oklahoma. Corey, how did that help you, or did you feel like it helped prepare you for the college level because the competition was so good in high school?
I definitely think it helped prepare me coming to the collegiate level, and my coaches did a really good job of this. We would mix in meets of, you know, we'd go to some smaller meets, there wouldn't be as much competition, and that, even though it's a little less competitive, it is a big confidence boost to be able to go and run well on your own or place high at a meet. And then on the other side of things, we would go to some really big meets where maybe as a team we wouldn't be competitive, but we could run fast times and compete amongst the best in the state. And that's been a good mix, I think, to get me ready for these collegiate races, because we've gone to some smaller meets and some bigger meets, and it doesn't really matter who's there. We have a task before us, and that's what we're there to do. It doesn't really matter who's there.
And Gloria, for you, did the competition in high school kind of help make it not such a big gap or big jump to the collegiate level?
Yes, the competition level in high school definitely helped. My coach always tried to take us to large meets, usually with mostly 6A teams, and we were a 5A school. And the 6A level is very good right now. And so just being able to run in that big of like competitions with people that are that good definitely prepared me for meets such as like Missouri Southern in college, where you're running against so many people. In Chicago, when we ran, I think there were like 300 or 400 people in our race. And that's bigger than I'd ever had a meet, but like I've still felt prepared for it. So I think that the competition level definitely helped.
Did you know much about the Roger State program growing up in the same town?
I really didn't know much about it until high school. And that was because my previous teammate, Caitlin Alexander, she had her brother running on the team. So she knew more about it than I did, and she'd always tell me about it. And it was something that I always knew that I thought I could do and that I wanted to.
And Corey, for you growing up in Coweta, just about a 30-minute drive from Claremore, did you know much about the RSU program?
I had heard quite a bit. There was about the program. There was a few kids that came to run at RSU before I had, also from Coweta. And one of them is now an assistant coach at Coweta. So I had just heard things kind of through the grapevine of what it was like and what it took to get here.
Now, if we go to the October 17th race, you ran the 8K in 26:30, shattered your personal best. Were you surprised when you saw your time at the end of that race?
I was a little bit. I knew I was in shape to run a PR. I had been running really close to my PR in practice, and I had even PR'd at other distances. So I knew I was capable of doing it, and we had went through the halfway mark in faster than I had ever gone through, so I knew it was a possibility, but I didn't have an idea until we crossed the finish line.
And Glory, for you at that October 17th event, not only you ran a personal best, but really the all four team members ran a personal best. How pleasing is that to see that the whole team is getting better collectively?
That was amazing. I think I was more happy for everybody else than I was for myself. I don't think I've ever been on a team that was so strong. And it was so exciting to see everybody run their best. That's what I hope for.
We know that there will be a team championship event October 30th in Wichita, Kansas. And although it's not necessarily a conference meet, there's a lot of the conference teams that will be there competing. What's the training schedule look like leading up to that?
A lot of recovery. This is a time where we cut down on our mileage a little bit and just get really sharp and fast and ready to go. It's mostly just doing recovery runs, and we just did our last big workout yesterday. Was it yesterday? Yes. and so that's the last one that will have a training effect on the championship meet. So we're just getting sharp and ready to go.
And that championship meet, October 30th, we're talking here on the 22nd, so we're essentially 8 days out. And Corey Wilson, for you, what does training and preparation look like for that?
Training and preparation will be very similar to what the rest of the team is doing, just rest and recovery. We had our final major workout yesterday, and it was hard. It was probably one of the hardest things we've done all season, but now the main theme is just get rested so we're ready to go here in a few days.
Already setting personal records so far this season. Do you feel like you still have, you know, your best yet to come for this limited fall schedule?
I think I do, especially with getting rested up for this final race. PR that I ran at Bethel was good, but there's definitely more in the tank when it's not on tired legs.
And Glory, what about for you? Are already two personal records this year. Do you feel like your best is still yet to come? Like there's more there?
Yes, for sure. And Coach Kennedy always tells us that once we do a 6K, he's going to expect us to PR in our 5K and just continue through that 6K. So I know that there's more to come.
This is a big roster right now, over 40 student athletes if you combine the men's and women's cross-country squads. Is there things that you've been able to learn and pick up from the other student athletes and members on this roster, Gloria?
Yeah, recovery. Like, my teammate Bree is probably the queen of recovery. girl goes to bed at a good time every night, and I've definitely been learning to do that. And a lot of the girls are like that and really good with time management, so I've learned a lot from them.
And Corey, for you, you were at Northwestern Oklahoma State for your freshman year. You transfer here to Rogers State, so you've been around a lot of different student athletes. Is there things that you try to pick up and learn from the people that you're around?
Yeah, from being at two different schools, and so many people have had different high school experiences coming in and different collegiate experiences, that even it doesn't matter where I've been able to pick up on things from freshmen and upperclassmen, just because we all have such different experiences that it comes together into something special.
All right. Corey Wilson from the men's cross country team, thanks so much for being here and taking the time with us, and best of luck in the team championships on October 30th.
Thank you. Thanks for having us.
And Gloria Butts, sophomore as well, thank you so much for taking the time. Congratulations to both of you on your success, and best of luck to you as well in the October 30th team championships.
Thank you.
We'll be back for more on Inside Hillcat Nation. When we come back, we'll be talking with Bria Salazar from the women's soccer team and also the Student Athletic Advisory Committee president right here on Inside Hillcat Nation.